the praise. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Now, last week I began ministering to you using the subject in Him. How many of you know if you're born again, you're in Him?
Amen.
Amen. In Him. And the Bible has so much to say, to all of us that are in Him. And we need to learn what the Bible has to say about us, about those of us who are in Him. Amen. So now I want to begin once again with the verse I read. I only read half the verse, and I'll probably do the same thing here today that I read to you last week in Acts chapter 17. So go ahead and turn to Acts chapter 17. Acts 17. And I want to read to you the first half of Acts chapter 17, verse 28. It says, "For in Him," everybody say, "In Him."
In Him.
"For in Him we live and move and have our being." I want to read that. Acts 17, verse 28a. We'll say it that way, 28a. "For in Him we live and move and have our being." In other words, as a believer, we should do nothing outside of Him. We should attempt to do nothing outside of Him, but it's in Him. You know what? Here's the good thing about it, and we're going to move on, but here's the good thing about it. Eternal life,
amen,
is found in Him.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Our health and our healing, guess what? It's found in Him.
In Him.
Our financial prosperity and our needs are found where?
In Him.
In Him. Amen. In Him. And I know what some folks will say, well, preacher, I'm not born again. I don't even want Jesus, and I'm doing very well financially. You know, you may be a multimillionaire. You may even be a billionaire. I don't know. But let me tell you what. I want my prosperity to come through Him.
Amen.
I want my prosperity, because there's more than one way to prosper, isn't it? But prosperity in through Him is lasting. It is lasting. The Bible has a lot to say about people that do things their own way. Now, we're not going to deal with that today. But yeah, you can do things your own way and make money. There's a whole lot of folks out there right now making money, doing it their way. Not God's way. They're doing it their way. But the thing about it, it's going to come to an end. If you don't believe me, read Psalms, the very first chapter of Psalms. Read the 37th chapter of Psalms. And then we could go on in many other references. But we are to live and move and have our being in Him. Hallelujah. Praise God. I said praise God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Now I want us to turn to the book of Romans. Eighth chapter. Like I said, the Bible has so much to say about being in Him or in Christ, which is the same. Him is referring to Christ. Romans chapter 8. Let's begin reading at verse 1. It says, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in who? That's the same as in him, isn't it? Amen. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Hallelujah. Now, I believe that there are folks that's listening to me right now, maybe even watching the live stream, or maybe some of you that's here in the sanctuary right now. The devil may be trying to beat you up one side and down the other. You know, just because you're saved doesn't mean he's going to leave you alone. Because he's going to try stuff. You just got to know who you are in Christ Jesus. In other words, you got to know who you are in him. You got to know who you are in Christ. And then get him out of your face. Amen. Get him off your case. Praise the name of the Lord. Can I tell you something? You can write this down if you want to. Satan thrives on ignorance. He thrives on ignorance. He has no mercy. Just because you don't know doesn't mean he's going to leave you alone. He thrives on ignorance. That's the reason you hear me say sometimes, it's what you know that makes you go. It's what you know that makes you victorious. It's what you know that makes you an overcomer. It's what you know. Hallelujah. But now, there are too many believers that's living a life of condemnation. They are condemned. They're feeling condemned because of mistakes that they have made, bad decisions that they have made. There are even believers that's born again and still having issues with some things they did in their past. Y'all still here? Did y'all get up and leave without telling me? You hear me? I'm talking about real life here. Amen. There are some folks that they're still dealing with things that they did in the past. There are some believers. You listening? There are some believers. You're in Christ now. And I'm talking about females right now. You're in Christ now. You love Jesus. And of course, you know Jesus loves you. But before you got born again, you had an abortion, maybe more than one. And now that you're born again and you love the Lord, now the devil is still trying to torment your mind because of a decision that you made before you got saved. And we know abortion is wrong. Can I get an amen on that? Amen. Abortion is wrong. Abortion is murder, taking a life. But I want you to know something. Let me read it to you again. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Let me tell you something. Jesus Christ has forgiven you for that. You are free. Yes, it's still wrong. Yes, God still hates abortion. And I'm just using abortion. It could be something else. It could be murder. It could be anything. But here's my point. If you are in Christ Jesus, and if you have repented, are you listening to me? If you have repented before God and you have asked God to forgive you, receive his forgiveness. Go free. And help somebody else not to make the same mistake that you made. Can I get an amen? It don't matter what the mistake was. Help somebody else not to make the same mistake that you made. But listen, if you are living a life under condemnation, although you may be born again, you are not free. Because the devil is constantly reminding you of what you did. Are you still here? Therefore, this is Romans chapter 8, verse 1. There is therefore now no condemnation to who? Though, whoa, stop. Excuse me. There is no condemnation to those who
are in Christ Jesus.
To those who are in Christ Jesus. In other words, you've come to him and said, Father, in Jesus' name, I give my life to Jesus Christ. I make Jesus the Lord of my life. I've asked him to forgive me for all of my sins, and now I'm going free. Thank God he hung on the cross so that we could go free. Thank God he went to the grave so that we could go free. Thank God he rose again the third day so we could be free. Whom the Son sets free is
free.
You'd be surprised. You'd be surprised. The people that know the Lord that are still carrying a heavy load, that they need to do what the Word of God says, cast that care over on the Lord. Cast that care over on the Lord and go free. God has called you to be free. In him. Amen. Because you have to understand something. The Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, right? So it doesn't matter what sin it was. If it was sin, it was sin. So all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Oh, but I'm so glad he made a way. He made a way so that we could be free in him. In him. Glory to God. Now, the King James Version, and of course, also the New King James Version as well, says, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. Look at verse 2. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. You see that? Has made me what? Bondage?
Free.
Has made me what?
Free.
From what?
The law of sin and death.
Glory to God. I have the Spirit of life abiding on the inside of me. And let me tell you something. You need to remind yourself. You need to tell yourself, I am free. I am free of this. Doesn't matter what you used to be. It's just that. That's what you used to be on the other side of the blood. That's the reason it's so important to know that we are in Him. In Him we live. In Him we move. In Him we have our being. Everything, our entire life is in Him. Praise the name of the Lord. That's the reason in my life I make every effort. I make every effort, and I hope you do too, to run everything through the Word of God. Everything that concerns me. And you know, does this line up with God's Word? Does this line up with God's Word? What am I about to do? Does it line up with God's Word? Is it in agreement with God's Word? This decision I'm about to make. And by the way, let me tell you something. Even when you're not sure, because we're in Him and He's also in us, we're in Him and He is in us, even when you're not sure. Do I have your attention yet? Even when we're about to make a decision, if we'll look to Him, if we'll look, check our spirits, He'll let us know whether we should proceed or not. Now, here's what happens too many times, and it has happened to me, I regret to say, and it's probably happened to you too, possibly. But sometime on the inside, and I'm not talking about anything that's sinful. I mean, if it's sinful, you know you shouldn't do it, right? But sometimes, how many of you know sometimes people want you to do things that they think you should be doing? How many of you know sometimes people want to make decisions for you? You still here? And don't get me wrong, there's safety in wise counsel. There is. Amen. You need to know your counselors, though. But there is safety in counsel. But sometimes friends, a fellow brother or sister will tell you, you know, brother, you know, sister, you ought to be doing this. You ought to be doing that. But right down in here, I didn't say up here, but right on the inside, you don't have the peace to do what they're saying you should be doing. Not that it's wrong. I didn't say it was wrong. And like I told you, I have fallen for that before in the past. And guess what? It always costs you. It always costs you something. It can either cost you time. I've even had people try to get me, and this has been years ago, get me involved in certain business deals. And Lord, it sounds good, especially when you need money. My goodness, you need more money, and somebody come and they present something to you, and man, it sounds good, and they tell you, man, if you do what we're suggesting that you do, man, I tell you what, you can have the money rolling in, man, just rolling in. You can buy whatever you want. You can pay off all your bills, you know. And, I mean, something like that sounds good, doesn't it? But you know what? Before you move, you need to check the inside. And on the inside of me, there was that little check, that little red light, that little lack of peace. Now, I didn't say up here, I said on the inside. But my head was saying, man, you know that's what you should be doing. You need to jump on that. I mean, you got children to feed, you got a wife, you know, and so you need to jump all over that, man. I'll tell you what, to get that working for you, you are set. What happened? You wound up spinning your wheels, wasting time, I say it this way, wasting time trying to make, and money, amen, trying to make more money, and you wound up losing money and wasting time. I've been there. I have done that. If I would just have followed God, just followed the peace on the inside of me, just followed the peace on the inside of me, I'd have been much better off. But sometimes people will try to get you to do things that's not necessarily wrong, but it's not what God has for you. Can I get another amen on that? Amen. Do you think anybody needed to hear what I just said? Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. And I've made that mistake before, and it has always cost me. And especially not always money, but I've lost money too, but it costs you your time. How many of you know your time is valuable? Yes, yes it is. The Bible tells us to do what? Redeem our time, don't it? Amen. So you don't need to be wasting your time, burning up your time on something that God doesn't even want you in, or doing something God doesn't even want you doing. And again, let me reemphasize, doesn't necessarily mean that it's wrong. It can be good, but not good for you. Or it can be good and not God's will for you. Hallelujah. We leased a car one time. Needed a car so bad. Guy talked to us, salesman talked to us, offered us what seemed like a deal that you can't refuse. We could have refused it. We should have refused it. I made the final decision and I didn't refuse it. But on the inside of me, God was trying to tell me, don't get that car. Don't get that car. You leave that car on the lot. Don't get that car. Guess what I did? I drove it home. Brand new. What, 1986 or 87 Pontiac. That's how long ago it's been. Driving it home, it smelled new because it was new. And if I'd have had me a brim back in those days, I'd put it on my head and lean back. But the honeymoon was very short. It only lasted till time for the first payment. And you look out the window and you look at a car you can't pay for, it doesn't look too good anymore. Well, Pastor, what did you do? Well, I did what the prodigal son did. I came to myself. And I went back to the Father. And I say, Father, forgive me. Father, forgive me. I made a bad decision. And I realized you was trying to tell me, but I wasn't listening. The car salesman was talking louder, I thought, than you were. You were just being a gentleman and just nudging me on the inside. He was talking loud. And I say, Lord, forgive me. Help me out of this mess. Have mercy on me. And he did. He helped me out of it. By the way, listen, can I help you with something else? When God gets you out of a mess, he don't get you out of a mess so that you can get back in another one. You need, listen, you need to learn from your experiences. If you made a bad decision and God got you out of it, you need to learn. Don't do that again. Hallelujah. Y'all still with me? But I want to say there is no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus. So if you've had issues in the past, if you've done things in the past that you are ashamed of now or that you truly regret, just cast all that stuff on Jesus and go move forward. Say, Lord, use me. I want to tell you something. God used people that made bad decisions. You see it all through Scripture. Look at David. Had a man killed just so he could have his wife. That's a bad deal. I said, that's a bad deal. But guess what? He repented of his sins. Now, I do want to say this while I'm on the subject. We can make things right with God, can't we? But just because we make things right with God and we're completely free in the eyes of God, and we can go free in the eyes of God, in some cases, there may be a debt that you got to pay to society. Go out and rob a bank, you're going to prison. You kill somebody, you're going to prison. God will forgive you, but you still got to pay that debt to society. You got to do those 20 years, possibly 30. So I don't want to portray the wrong idea. Well, glory to God, I can go out and do anything I want to, and all I got to do is repent, and I'm good to go. Yes, God. By the way, you can't play with God either. You can't play with God. God knows when you're truly repenting and when you're just trying to play him. Man looked at outward appearance, but God looks where? At the heart. So he knows our motives. Amen. Praise God. I want you to go to the book of Ephesians with me. Book of Ephesians. Glory to God. Everybody say in him. Excuse me, say in Christ. Now I want to read you a few verses that bless me. Y'all don't mind me reading you something that blessed me, right? In Ephesians, the second chapter, beginning at verse 1, it says, and you he made alive, who were, I like that word, were. That means it's in the past. Excuse me. Who were dead in trespasses and sins, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, that's the devil, and the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience, among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, just as others. Glory to God, I'm no longer a child of wrath. Glory to God. Oh, look at verse 4. But God, everybody say, but God.
But God.
Come on, say it again. But God.
But God.
But God, who is rich in mercy, because of his what? What kind of love?
Love?
Not just ordinary love, but what?
Love.
Because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. And I love this. And raised us up together and made, y'all ready for this? And made us sit together. Where? In heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Glory be to God. Wow. Look at verse 7. Well, first of all, before I go to verse 7, now let's put verse 6 back on the screen again for me. I want you to see something. This is for those who of us who are in him. He raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. I want you to understand, and I know most of you know this, but believe it or not, some people don't. We are citizens in heaven. They know who I am in heaven. Matter of fact, my name is written in the heavenly book. They know who I am up there. They know who you are up there. And so we have been made to sit together in heavenly places. Look at somebody and says, I just want you to know I'm heavenly. The only thing that makes us a citizen on this earth is our bodies. Our bodies is what's keeping us here in the earth. Now, when this physical body can no longer contain our spirit and our souls, when the spirit and the soul leave the body, it automatically goes to be with the Lord. Hallelujah. Go ahead, leave that verse up there. I'm not done with it yet. Verse 6. Our spirits automatically go to be with the Lord. Why would that be? Just boom, just like that. Why would that be? Because we're seated together in heavenly places. We're citizens of heaven. Heaven is where we belong. With the Lord is where we belong. The Apostle Paul said to be absent from the body is to where? Be present with the Lord. It just happens. Why? Because we have eternal life living on the inside of us. We're in him, you see. We're in him. And he is in us. No born-again person is going to hell. No born-again person is going to take God to hell. No, you go to heaven. You go be with the Lord. So I am more of a citizen in heaven, and so are you, than I am a citizen on the earth. I am more of a heavenly citizen than I am an American citizen. So let me read 6 again. We'll move on. And raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in, there it is again, Christ Jesus. And brothers and sisters, remember this. Don't you ever forget it. Because you have some folk try to twist the word of God and make it say something that it don't. There's only one way to God. There's only one way to heaven. His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. We're seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. All right, let me read on just a verse or two more. Now I love verse 7. That in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. I know you brothers here that are married, you know, Brother Mike and Brother Tony. Some of you other brothers are also. Think about it for a moment. Think about your wedding day. Include you into this too, Brother John, Brother Jim, Brother Bobby. And I'm going to stop naming brothers because too many brothers. And I don't want anybody to feel left out. But all you married brothers, remember your wedding day. And of course, I'm assuming your wedding day was a joyous day for you. Was for me. It was simple, but it was sweet. But think about it. You got married to your bride. And when you step out, you had your bride on your arm, and you wanted everybody to see how beautiful she looked. I got one male amen and a female sure enough. Now, come on, guys, that's pitiful. Y'all gonna be in trouble when you get back to the house, when you get home. Now, let me say that again. You got married, you were so happy, you stepped out, and it was you and your bride. And you wanted everybody to see how how beautiful your new wife looked. Amen. Yeah, I thought there was some men in here somewhere. But you know, the word of God tells us that the church is the bride of Christ. And there's coming a day, and down through the ages, man, I tell you what, God is going to be showing us off. Jesus is going to be showing us off. We don't even understand everything that's going to be going on. But I want you to know that God loves himself some us. Yeah. And generations, I don't know if we'll be moving from planet to planet. I don't know. I'm not even going to speculate. But I know God is going to have us on display as an example of his love, an example of his mercy, an example of his grace. Glory to God. And see, and some of you thought you didn't amount to anything. You are a treasure in God's eye. Believe me, Jesus didn't come, suffer, and die for somebody that's not important. Hallelujah. I want you to get a revelation of that. I'm getting ready to let you go. But I want you to grab a hold of that. And so you have to understand, I need to finish reading it, so I'm about to run out of time here. Glory to God. All right, verse 7 again. That in the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. And then it goes on to say, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is what? The gift of God. It is the gift of God. What a wonderful gift. Not of works, lest anyone should boast. Now, look at verse 10, and I'll stop at verse 10. For we are his workmanship. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, for good works which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. God has made us somebody. And it's not just while we're here on the earth. Our walk with him, our relationship with him, we're going to shine throughout all eternity. I said we're going to shine throughout all eternity. Glory to God, glory to God. But it's because we're in him. It's because we are in him. In him. And you need to make that confession every day of your life. I am in him. I can do all things through Christ. Because we can say in him, in Christ, through him, through Christ, we're connected to him. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Father, we thank you for your word today.